Come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give him the honor. Let us give him the power. Let us give him the glory. And let's give him the praise. Let us worship him. Worship him. Give my God the glory. Give my God the praise. Worship him. Worship him. Come, let us worship the Lord. Let's give him the praise. Come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give him the honor. Oh, let us give him the power. And let's give him the glory. And let's give him the praise. Worship him. Worship him. Come, let us worship the Lord. Let's give him the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is worthy to be praised. And when we come into his presence to give him praise, we have to give him praise that comes from our hearts. We have to give him praise that comes not only from our lips, but praise that comes from a deep place within our spirit, man, where we are rejoicing in the things that he has done. We are giving him thanks for the things that he's about to do. And we are thanking him for the things that he is now doing, because our God is never at rest. He is always active. He is always moving. And he's always working for the benefits of his children. This is Minister Michelle Smith coming to you from Life and Light Ministries. Just for us to have a little time where we just lift up the King of Kings and glorify the name of the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. In troubled times, he is to be glorified. In our happy times, he's to be glorified. When we don't know what to do, he's still to be glorified. Because he is the way maker. He is the miracle worker. He is the problem solver. He is the open door. He is the bridge over every problem. He is the all in all. That means everything and anything that we are looking for, it's in Jesus. It's in Jesus. Glory to God. It's in Jesus. All in Jesus. It's in Jesus. He's the one. Rock of salvation, my firm foundation. It's in Jesus, he's the one. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's the one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus. He's the one. He's a dependable God. He's a God who doesn't fail. He's a God who has got your back no matter what it is. Even if you are guilty, if you repent with a genuine heart before the Lord, I do not say that you will not have to pay the price, but he will lighten the load that you will experience while you are paying the price, because he says no sin goes unpunished. So no matter what you're going through, God can provide favor for you in difficult circumstances. I am encouraging the saints of God this morning to worship the Lord and magnify his name. When it looks good, worship him. When it don't look good, worship him. When you are angry, still go and tell God, God, I am not pleased about this, but you still deserve the glory, and give him the praise in spite of what you are going through. Glory to God. The songwriter said, in spite of your circumstances, please don't worry and fret. Whatever is happening to you, please don't worry and fret. In spite of the deregulation, please don't worry and fret. Rumors and backbiting, please don't worry and fret. Glory to God. Don't worry, saints, and don't fret. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy path, because he cares for you. Glory to God. God cares for you. God cares for you. He cares for you. God cares all about you. He'll be there to see you through. When life seems to cover you, he cares about you. God cares all about you. He'll be there when you're feeling blue. When life seems to strangle you, he cares about you. Ooh, don't forget, saints of God, worship is important. Worship is necessary. Worship lifts your spirit, and it takes away the feeling of depression and heaviness on your life. When you can't do anything else, find a worship to lift up before God, and God will cause your spirit to awaken within you. You will get extra strength to go the last mile of the way. Glory to God. I am encouraging you, saints, through worship this morning, to give God the glory. Give God the glory. Big him up, big him up, big him up. Give God the glory. He's omnipotent. His name is worthy to be praised. He's our omnipotent Father. Give God the glory. Big him up, big him up, big him up. Give God the glory. He is excellent. His name is worthy to be praised. Let us praise him, praise him, praise him now. Praise him, praise him, praise him now. Saints, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day that blessing is awaiting you. If you will stop and give God some praise this morning, you will see him begin to activate in your life. Because the word of God says, do not grumble. He doesn't like when we grumble, murmur, and complain. But if in the midst of it we rejoice, then it will attract the presence of God to do something miraculous, marvelous for you. So Put away the sad face. Put away the frowning. Put away the worry. And try this ingredient. Try this master plan of just breaking forth in worship for a season and see God's hands operate in a new way in your life. Receive this word this morning. Apply it to your life. Share this worship session with someone, because they too can come out of the slump that they're in when they break forth in worship and God activates them with a joy that caused them to be able to move on to victory in the name of Jesus. Bless you, saints of God, until we meet again in this time and in this place, in Jesus' name. Share it, share it, share it. God bless you.